time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
wa soke si Olorun Olodumare ki asibukun fun oruko mimo re.
Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration.
Efi ogo ati ola ati josin fun.
There's no one like him.
O se ni to dabi re.
Surely is the most high God.
Ito to o di oga ogo.
The miracle working God.
Olorun to sise iyanu.
The almighty.
Olodumare.
The all sufficient God. The great provider, the great physician, the God of all flesh, with whom nothing shall be impossible. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, you are worthy to be praised to my Father. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. What a wonderful God you are. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. Glorify your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, tonight, please pay special attention to me. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Please pay special attention to me tonight. There's a huge crowd here, Lord. But please, Lord, pay special attention to me tonight. Pay special attention to me tonight. Speak to me directly. Send your word to me directly. Please, Lord, speak to me directly. Pay special attention to me tonight. Don't let me leave here empty-handed, oh Lord. Don't let me leave here empty-handed. Almighty God, don't let me leave here empty-handed. Speak to me directly. Speak to me directly. Pay special attention to me tonight. Speak to me directly. Don't let me go here empty-handed. Please, Lord, don't let me go away empty-handed. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then lift your voice to him and say, Father, let the tide turn in my favor tonight. Let the tide turn in my favor tonight. Talk to the Almighty God. Oh, my Father and my God, let the tide turn in my favor tonight. Let the tide turn in my favor tonight. King of glory, let the tide turn in my favor tonight. Let the tide turn in my favor tonight. Let the tide turn in my favor tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna to my Jesus.
Hosanna to my Jesus. Hosanna to my Jesus. The angels are singing. Hosanna to my Jesus.
Hosanna to the Almighty. Hosanna to my Jesus. Angels are singing, Hosanna to my Jesus.
Hosanna to my Jesus. Hosanna to my Jesus. The angels are singing, Hosanna to my Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Baba,
Father, we just want to say thank you.
Baba, adupe lowo yin.
King of kings and Lord of lords. We worship you.
Adjusting for you.
We bow before you.
Awa teri baniwaju yin.
Thank you for 60 years of favor.
Adupe fun ogota odun ojurere.
Thank you for 60 years of love. Thank you for 60 years of kindness. Thank you for 60 years of mercy. Thank you for 60 years of your patience. Thank you for 60 years of your faithfulness. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, Ancient of Days, our God in ages past, our hope for years to come, Christ in us,
Christ in Inua,
the hope of glory, our yesterday,
Anawa,
our today,
Uniwa,
our tomorrow,
Olawa,
be glorified in Jesus' name. In the life of everyone here tonight, and all those who are listening to us by radio, by television, on the internet, all over the world, tonight, Lord, do something new. Do something glorious. Do something miraculous. Do something divine. Do something you've never done before. Take every one of us higher in Jesus' name.
At
the end of everything, please take all the glory and give all the blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let someone shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or two people. And tell them, I'm going higher. What about you? I'm going higher. What about you? And then put those hands together for the Almighty God. And you may please be seated. John chapter 5. I want to read to you a story there from verse 2 to 9. In accordance with our theme, come up higher. John chapter 5. Verse 2 to 9. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches.
Adagun omi kan si wa ni Jerusalem leti ibodi agutan ti a npe ni Bethesda ni ede Hebrew ti o ni iloro marun.
In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Ninu won yi ni opo awon abirun eniyan gbe dubule si awon afoju aro ati awon pipe won si duro de riru omi.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole, or whatsoever disease he had.
Nitori angeli a ma digba sokale lo sinu adagun na a si ma ru omi. Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí a bá ti rú omi náà tán, ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá kọ́ wọ inú rẹ̀, a di alára dídá nínú àrùnkarùn tí ó ní.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
Ọkùnrin kan sì wà níbẹ̀, ẹni tí ó wà ní àìlera rẹ̀ ní ọdún 38.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe enikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said in order to prove to you that is the Lord of hosts.
Pe lati fi han jewo fun o pe o je Olorun awon mogun.
He said he will use your enemies to promote you.
Oni owo lo awon ota re lati pe oga.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
Ọkùnrin kan sì wà níbẹ̀ ẹni tí ó wà ní àìlera rẹ̀ ní ọdún 38.
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, without being made whole.
Bí Jesus ti rí i ní ìdùbúlẹ̀, tí ó sì mọ̀ pé ó pẹ́ tí ó ti wà níbẹ̀, ó wí fún un pé ìwọ fẹ́ kí a mú ọ lára dábí.
The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me.
Abirun náà dá a lóhùn wípé ọ̀gbẹ́ni. Èmi kò ní ẹni tí ìbá gbé mi sínú adágún. Nígbà tí a bá ń rú omi náà, bí èmi bá ti ń bọ̀ wá, ẹlòmíràn á sọ̀kalẹ̀ sínú rẹ̀ síwájú mi.
Jesus said unto him, Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe enikan wa ni ilale yi.
You had many ambitions.
Opolopo eyan han ni be lokan re.
Very great ambitions.
Oyan han to ga to si dara.
But because the way things had gone,
tugbon nitori iriri re ateyinwa,
it looks as if they will never be fulfilled.
Nse lo dabi pe ala na ti o wa ni mu won se.
The Lord asked me to tell you,
Oluwa ni so fun o,
leave that to me.
E jowo ele fun mi.
I know it's going to be a great night, but I'm being surprised myself.
Mo mo pe ale to ma re wa lale yi sugbon Olorun funra re ya mi lenu.
Lord asked me to tell you.
Olorun ni so fun o.
He says, tell my children.
Pe ki so fun awon omo mi.
Today we mark the beginning of days for you.
Pe oni ni o je ibere awon ojo fun o.
Thank you, Almighty. Amen. Oh, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Jesus we fun pe dide pe akete re ki o si ma rin.
And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
Logan asimu okunrin na larada o si gbe akete re o si rin ojo na si je ojo isinmi.
Was this man who had been sick for 38 years?
Okunrin yi wa ti o ti ni arun egba fun odun mejidinlogoji.
He was lying down helplessly.
O kan wa lile ile lai si iranlowo.
Waiting for an angel to come.
O nduro de igba ti angeli o wa.
The angel had come 38 times.
Angeli ti wa ni gba mejidinlogoji.
And this man has got nothing out of it.
Okunrin yi o si ri nkan mu jade nu re.
Because somebody smarter, quicker had robbed him of his success.
Nitori enikan to jafafa julo o ti du ni ilera re.
But one day,
gbon lojo kan,
unexpectedly,
lai nireti,
his jubilee came.
Odun idasile ti e de.
Because Jesus walked to him.
Nitori Jesu rin to lo.
Looked at him where he was on the ground. And said, come up higher. And immediately, the man who had been lying down helpless jumped up completely whole. Somebody is going higher today in Jesus' name.
One
of the preachers who had preached before me, I think it was, if I remember correctly, it's my son, Bamidele Studivant from
America.
He made some very important points that I thought maybe he spied my notes.
Oh, so I want Coco Controship Pataki. To fair, Jacara for maybe pay into Logan won't Timo call it.
Only I know there's no way he could have done that.
Oh, to Damilogin, you pay for Siboshi.
He said, come up higher.
Only Wasi Bigiga
could be either of two things.
Only Jerome Conta Bimaji.
It could be an invitation.
Only Jay, he pay. Go Kenny Yowa.
Like Jesus said,
be Jesus to we pay.
Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Or it could be a command. Come up higher. Just like God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Get be alone.
He went further to say that the one who is going to ask you to come up higher must be somewhere at least higher than you. And today God is the one calling us to come higher. And we all know that according to Psalm 91 verse 1, Psalm 91 verse
1.
The one who is calling us to come higher is called the Most High. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8. Calls him the one who is higher than the highest.
Oni oni eni to ga ju eni giga lo.
So the one who is inviting us to come up higher.
Enter in any thing pe wa pe ka wa si bi giga yi.
Surely is higher than all of us.
O nito to o ga ju gbogbo wa lo.
Not only that.
Ki se yen nikan o.
The one who is inviting you to come up higher.
Eni to ba ma pe o pe ko wa si bi giga.
must have the ability to help you climb.
Oni lati ni agbara lati ran o lowo lati goke wa.
In case you want to come higher but you cannot do so.
Boya o fe goke sugbon o le se be funra e.
He must have the ability to help you come.
Oni lati ni agbara funra re lati le ran o lowo goke.
Because when Jesus said to this man,
nitori nigba ti Jesus so fun arakunrin yi,
get up, take your bed and walk. The Bible says immediately he was made whole. And the fellow who is asking you to come up higher must have the power to deal with those forces trying to hold you down.
Oh, ni lati ni agbara lati doju ija ko awon ipakipa ti o n ju omole.
I want to thank God for all the testimonies we have had tonight. I have had testimonies in my life. I had some tonight. I had some yesterday. I heard of a pregnancy that came after 6 months and the baby is 100% normal, as if not premature. I've had the testimony now of a couple who the husband said, you ask how many babies you will want. And she said, let's ask for three. And the husband said, I agree. And they brought the triplets to show us. I've had the testimony now of bullets passing through the front of the dress, coming out at the back of the dress, and leaving the body alone. I've seen that one.
Hallelujah. Mo gbọ ti ota to wole niwaju lara aso to jade leyin sugbon ti o ya eni na to wo aso na lara ti o pa lara.
I'm saying that to say
the
God who is calling you to come up higher,
Olorun to npe o pe ko wa si ibi giga yi,
is the one who said in Jeremiah 32 verse 27.
Jeremiah 32 verse 27.
He said, behold, I'm the God of all flesh. He said it ain't too hard for me. So I'm believing God that God who has called you to come up higher will help you to reach the top in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Of course, if Jesus said to that man, come up higher, and the man said, I'm not interested, that he wants to remain on the ground, he would have remained on the ground. So if you are going to come up higher, you must be willing to come up higher.
Oni lati fe lati goke wo lo si bi giga yi.
You must obey the one who commands you to come up higher.
Oni lati gboran si eni na to pe o pe ko wa si bi giga lenu.
Because the word of God says,
nitori oro Olorun so wipe,
in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
We are Isaiah ori kini ese kokandilogun.
Isaiah 1 verse 19.
Isaiah 1:19.
He said, if you are willing and obedient,
oni ti iwo ba fe ti o si gboran,
then you shall eat the good of the land.
Nigba na ni iwo yo je ire ile na.
When God calls you to come up higher,
ti Olorun ba pe o ko wa si ibi giga,
you must have faith in the God who is calling you to come up higher.
Oni lati ni igbagbo ninu Olorun na to npe o wa si ibi giga yi.
Because Hebrews 11 verse 6,
nitori iwe Hebrew ori kokanla ise ikefa,
Hebrews 11 verse 6,
Hebrew ori kokanla ise ikefa,
says without faith it is impossible to please God.
O so wi pe lai si igbagbo ko se se lati wu Olorun.
And Mark 9 verse 23,
Mark ori Mark chapter 9 verse 23
says, if you can only believe,
all
things are possible to him that believes. And when God calls you to come up higher, you must make the necessary effort to go higher. Even if all the efforts you are going to make is prayer, You must pray determined prayer.
O wa ni lati gbadura na pelu gbogbo okan re.
Until you find yourself on top.
Titi wa fi ri ara re ni ibi giga na.
I'm believing God for all of you who are listening to me tonight.
Mo wa ngba Olorun wo fun gbogbo eyin tin gbo mi lale yi.
Before the sun rises.
Yo oru o to yo lola.
You will be higher.
Amen. Wa ti gasi.
Everybody knows that life is in levels. There are all manners of levels.
I
mean, for example, there is the level of the poor. There is the level of the comfortable. There's the level of the rich. There's the level of the wealthy. There's the level of the prosperous. And there's the level of the flourishing. I don't know which level you are today. But in the name that's above every other name, levels will change tonight.
Amen.
Let's look at the story of this man. Just take just a few things because our time is far spent.
Jesus
stood by him. The great physician, the one who has never been sick, the one who does not know sickness, said to this man, come up higher. Come out of sickness. I want to appeal to you tonight that you put yourself in the same position as this man. Because if you read the story very, if you listen to me carefully when I was reading the story to you, the name of the man was not mentioned. In other words, the man could be Adeboye. So God is saying to Adeboye tonight, come out of sickness. Is there anyone here that is sick tonight? In the name that is above every other name, you will come out of sickness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now there are levels when we are talking about health. There's the level of the sick. There's the level of those who have been healed. There's the level of those who are healthy. There are some people who don't even know what is called headache. And then there is the level of those, if they touch you at all, you will be healed. They have the healing touch. They're not just healthy. They carry the healing virtue.
So
even if you are not sick, and you are healthy, you can go higher. You can get to that level where whoever you shake hands with will receive healing.
Only day big to when it's
we just finished our American convention. And one of the testimonies there was that last year, some people came for prayers. And because there were many, I just prayed for all of them. And then they moved out. After I was praying for them, I got up to go elsewhere. As I was walking by, the Spirit just directed me towards one man. And I greeted him and shook hands with him. And I left. I didn't know his problem. But he came with cancer. I shook hands with him. He returned this year to come and give his testimony that the cancer disappeared. I pray for all of you who are listening to me. That sickness, that disease, that the doctor says is incurable. Next month, next month, you will testify that your sickness disappeared. You better say amen loud and clear. So there's a level of the healing touch. And then there's the level of the healing handkerchiefs. Acts chapter 19. Verses 11 and 12. Acts 19, 11 and 12. Tells us that from the body of Paul, handkerchiefs and aprons were taken to the sick, and they were healed, and devils departed from them. That is a level. You can move to that level. And then of course there is the level of the healing voice. You just speak the word and healing takes place. There are many testimonies to that effect. I can tell you many, but I want you to be the next one to testify that in the name that's above every other name, even as you are hearing me now, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then you can move from the healing voice to the healing shadow. Acts chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Acts 5:14-16 tells us that the shadow of Peter was healing the sick. That's a level. You can move from the sick to the healed, to the healthy, to the one with the healing touch, to the one with the healing handkerchief, to the one with the healing voice, to the one with the healing shadow. Which level do you want? Because God is calling you to come up. Now this man had been sick for 38 years. You don't need to be there to know.
Oh, nilati wambe kotoma
that is. Wealth has dwindled year after year for 38 years. But the Lord that owns all things stood by him and said, come out of poverty. And I'm repeating tonight as the representative of the Most High God. There is someone here tonight.
Eni kan be ni lale yi.
You will come out of poverty.
Wa jade ninu ose.
I've already told you.
Mo ti so saju
that there are levels.
Pe ipele ti pele ni nbe.
The poor,
awon otusi.
The rich,
ati Olorun.
The poor, the comfortable.
Alaini ati eni to se pere fun.
Then the rich,
ati awon Olorun.
Rich people are those who save money.
Awon Olorun la won to je pe won ni ajetan ati ajeseku.
The wealthy,
ati awon ti o loro gidigidi.
The wealthy are those who put money in fixed deposit.
Awon to je pe ipi ti owo ti sise fun won ni won fowo won si.
I just give you 100 million and they say keep it for 3 years. I'll come and collect it later.
Ma fun oni million bi ona ogorun wa ni sa ma fi sowo leyin odun meta ma pada wa gba ati ele ori e.
And then there are those who are prosperous.
Ati awon kan si nbe to je pe won ti se rere.
There are those who are flourishing.
Awon kan nbe to je pe won ti npile.
There are those who lend to nations.
Awon kan nbe ti won si nwe orile ede.
I pray for someone here tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fun enikan ni lale yi.
Even if you are poor right now,
bo tile je pe nisisin yo,
one day,
alai ni ni olojo kan,
very soon,
laipe,
you will be lending to nations.
Amen. Iwo na yo ma win orile ede.
When we read about somebody like Solomon,
ti abaka ni gba okunrin ti an pe ni Solomon ni,
in 2 Chronicles chapter 1,
ni Chronicle keji orikini
verse 15
eseke dogun.
2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 15
Chronicle keji orikini eseke dogun.
A man who treated silver like ordinary stones,
eni to no baba bi okuta lasan.
That's some kind of money.
Oh, oro kan ni.
And I know there are people here tonight.
Emi si mo pe awon kan be ni lale yi.
It's not that they want money just for the fun of it.
Ki se pe won kan fe lowo lasan ni fun lati ma gberaga kakiri.
They want to do the work of God.
There are people
who want to build
churches.
We need a new auditorium.
Because
those who are outside the auditorium now are almost more than those who are inside.
Thank
God it is not raining. So we need a bigger auditorium. May I prophesy to someone here tonight that in the name that's above every other name,
you'll
be one of the 10 that will build a new auditorium. The reason I say one of the 10 is because I have to include myself and my wife and one or two of my friends, and so that the rest of you can struggle for the remaining number. I decree in the name that's above every other name, none of you will die poor. Jesus stood beside this man. This nameless man. So low, so unimportant that they didn't even bother to mention his name.
Because
among the Jews, if you are important, if you come from a good home, they will mention your name and the name of your father. If your family doesn't matter, they will mention your name and they won't bother to mention the name of your father. But this man was so useless. They didn't even mention his name. They mentioned the name of Bartimaeus.
Asa daruko Bartimaeus,
the son of Timaeus.
Oba omo Timaeus.
Even though he was a beggar.
But le jepe alagbeni.
They still mentioned his name and the name of his father.
Won daruko e, won si daruko baba e.
But this man was so useless they didn't mention his name.
Sugbon okunrin yi ti di edun arin le do bege to je pe won ti e daruko e.
But the great promoter stood beside him.
Sugbon o Olorun tin gbe ni gaduro legbe re.
I said,
o si wi pe
come up higher.
Okay, wasi bi giga.
As the Lord lives,
be Olorun tin be laye.
I prophesy to someone here tonight. Won
so tele fun enikan ni lale yi.
Nobody may know you now.
Won le ma mo lale yi o.
But before you die,
sugbon ko to ku,
the world will celebrate you. Because the God who is asking you to come up higher is the one who picked Abraham, who is completely unknown until God intervened in Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. God just said to Abraham,
"Kan so fun Abraham,
the son of an idol worshipper,
omo aborisha,
unknown,
ti o se nto mo,
and said to him,
o so fun wi pe,
I have decided to have mercy on you.
Mo wa ti pinu lati sanu fun o.
I will bless you.
Ma bukun fun o.
I will make you great.
Ma so di nla.
I will make your name great.
Ma so ruko re di nla.
I will turn you to a blessing.
Ma si wa so di ibukun.
I will bless those who bless you.
Awon to ba ku bu fun fun ma
ku fun. I will curse those who curse you.
Awon to ba gbe ori ma fi won re.
Through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Nipa re si ni gbogbo agbaye yo di eni ibukun.
The God of Abraham is here tonight.
Olorun Abraham ni nbe ni lale yi.
And is going to come to somebody.
Amen. Yo si to enikan wa.
I say you. Nobody knows you now. Nobody knows your father. You don't matter. You don't count. But by this time next year, the world will already be celebrating you.
Go go aye.
If you are the one, say it is me, oh Lord.
Nobody wants to pay me, Oluwa.
When we talk about greatness, there are levels. Abraham was great.
Abraham,
his son was very great. His grandson was exceedingly great. There are levels of greatness. You may be great already. God is saying, come up higher. Let's make you very great. You may be very great already. God is saying, come up higher. Let's make you exceedingly great. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there is someone here tonight. He said, the member of your family is already in the mouth of the lion. He said, I will rescue him. The Lord said, there is someone here tonight. He said, you have known joy before. But it was for a brief moment. He asked me to tell you, the joy I'm about to give you will last forever.
Amen. Ayo, to fe fun yi, bantale lo ma je.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here who has boys, several boys in your private part. And they've just refused to heal. Lord asked me to tell you. You can check. They're already gone.
Amen. o le wo nisisiyi won ti lo.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said a major breakthrough slipped through your hand.
Wi pe o ku die ki aluyo nla ba olowo o ko te olowo o si fo lo.
Lord asked me to tell you.
Oluwa ni wa so fun o.
I will give you a bigger one.
Pe owo fu o ni eyi to tobi ju yen lo.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Occasionally, he says something that is so sweet, I want to take it first before I tell you.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan Ọlọ́run á sọ àwọn tó jẹ́ pé ó rẹwà tó jẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ pé màá kọ́kọ́ pa àwọn fúnra mi kí n tó sọ fún ọ.
Lord said there's someone listening to me right now.
Olúwa ní èèyàn kan ń bẹ nísinsìnyí tó ń gbọ́ mi bí mo ṣe ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
He said, in your desert, a spring will bubble up.
Pé ní aṣálẹ̀ rẹ, orísun omi kan yóò fò jáde.
And it will rapidly become a big river.
Pé ní kankan, ní wàràǹsesà, yóò di odò ní ńlá tí ń sàn.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Daddy is a penny kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said for the rest of your life.
Pe ni gbogbo yoku ojo aye e.
Your song will be.
Orin re yo je.
It is raining all over me.
O wara ojo lo nro yi mi ka.
So the Lord stood beside this helpless man.
Jesus, Oluwa duro legbe okunrin ti o niran lowo yi.
The help of the helpless stood beside this helpless man.
Iranlowo alai niranwo o duro legbe re.
Because this man said, I have nobody to help me.
O leni to le ran mi lowo ko seni kan.
And said to him, come up higher.
Jesus wa so fun pe goke wa se bi giga.
There's nobody to help you, but the help of the helpless has come.
Ko seni to le ran lowo sugbon iran lowo alai ni ran wo nbe o pe ko wa soke.
Let's change your level.
Je ayi pele to wa yen pada.
From failure to success.
Kuro lati ori eni ijakule lo si eni tin se aseyori.
From success to great success.
Eni ton se aseyori ju eni ti eni ton se aseyori gidigidi.
From great success to frightening success.
Eni to si aseyori gidigidi si eni ti o si aseyori tin deru ba ni.
You know it is possible for God to make you so successful you become afraid.
O mo wi pe o se se ki Olorun mu o se aseyori ati aluyo to je pe yo deru ba iwo gan.
Read Luke chapter 5.
Wo iwe Luke ori karun.
Verse 1 to 11.
Ese kini si kokanla.
Luke 5 verse 1 to 11.
Luke ori karun ese kini si kokanla.
Peter fished all night.
Peteru peja ni gbogbo oru.
Caught nothing.
Kori nkan kan pa.
Jesus stepped into his boat.
Jesus wonu ako ayokele re.
Told him where to throw the net.
O wa so fun bi to ye ko du awon si.
He did.
O lo o se be.
Caught so much fish.
Aja to ri ko po to be ge.
Two boats began to sink.
Oko oju omi meji bere si ni ri.
He became afraid.
Eruba gidigidi.
He became afraid.
Eruba.
You know, once in a while, God will give you a miracle.
Ni o mo pe lekankan Olorun a fun ni awon ise iyanu kan.
And you will think you are dreaming.
Wa ro pe ala lo la.
I decree tonight.
Mo wa pase ni ale yi.
That the next time you are sharing your testimony.
Pe ni won igba mi ti wa tun wa ma jeri re.
You will tell everybody.
Wa so fun gbogbo eniyan.
That 3 days after the miracle happened.
Le jo meta leyin ti ise iyanu na ti te olowo
tan. You still thought you were dreaming.
O iro pa la lo la. Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Be lo ma ri loruko Jesu.
But not only was this man helpless.
Ki se pe ni go je ko ni ran lowo nikan ni.
This man said.
Okunrin yi wi pe
for 38 years.
Fun odun 38.
As I was moving towards my destiny.
Ki n to ra pala wonu ayanmo mi.
38 different people.
awon eniyan ototo meji dilogoji
stole my miracle.
Ni won ti ji ise iyanu mi gba mo mi lowo.
Before I could get there,
kin to debe,
somebody had taken it.
Enemy a ti jagba lo.
And the Lord of hosts said,
Oluwa won mogun wa wi pe,
come up higher.
Ma goke bo wa si bi giga.
No more defeat.
Ko si alugole mo.
I pray for you tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fun lale yi.
That the Lord of hosts,
the Oluwa won mogun,
will arise for you.
Amen. Yo dide fun o.
Because it's just that we don't have the time. I could have shown you that we have levels of victories.
Kokan je pe akoko gba wa ni mba fi han yi pe ipele zipele isegun ni nbe.
We have victory.
Ani isegun.
We have great victory.
Ari isegun nla.
We have victory without a fight.
Ari isegun to je pe eyan isegun lai ti e da.
We have a victory that will frighten the victor.
Ari isegun tin deru ba ni to isegun gan.
God will fight for you.
Amen. Ogbeja onija jakeru obonija yo ja fun o.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said from now on,
pe lati oni lo,
three words shall no longer be in your dictionary.
Oro meta koni si ni gbolohun ti wa ma so mo.
Failure,
ijakule,
defeat,
alubole,
and agony,
ati irora okan.
So those three words,
awon oro meteta yi,
he said they will never be in your dictionary.
Won o ni tenu e jade mo.
The Lord asked me to tell you a story.
Oluwa ni so itan kan fun yin.
Because there's something he wants to say.
Toro nkan be to fe so leyin e.
When we're in the very first auditorium.
Nigba ti a wa ninu gbangan akoko tin be legbe opopona marose.
Several years ago.
Opolopo odun leyin.
I was preaching like this.
Mo wa su lojo kan bi ale yin.
God said that there was someone in the crowd that the fellow was going to have three financial breakthroughs. God said the first one, 100% of it belongs to God. That the second one is to be divided 50-50 between God and the fellow.
And
that the third one will wipe out all the debts that the fellow is owing. I announced it. Some days later,
like
a widow came.
Obinrin opo kan wa.
It's a widow I know very well.
O je eni ti mo mo daada.
She had 17 mouths to feed.
O ni enu metadilogun lati bo lojojumo.
And she was heavily in debt.
O si je gbese repete.
Not only in Nigeria.
Ke se nile yi nikan.
The bank in London have been threatening her because of the debt they say the husband is owing.
Àwọn ilé ìfowópamọ́ ní ìlú ọba ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fẹjúmọ́ nítorí gbèsè tọkọ ẹ jẹ́ ẹlẹ́kọ̀ tó kú.
So she came.
Ó wá sáré tọ̀ mí wá.
Daddy.
Bàbá.
I've got the first financial
rule. Àlùyọ àkọ́kọ́ rèé mo ti rí gba.
And I brought it.
Mo sì gbé wá.
I said, sister, please, please. I know you.
Pé òwò arábìnrin bíi tiẹ̀ kọ́ ni Ọlọ́run sọ mo mọ̀ ọ́ dáadáa.
I know your problem. If I have money, I will give you, not take from you. She looked at me and said,
"O wa wo mi, o so wi pe,
I thought you are my friend.
Mo ro po re mi ni o.
God said there will be three breakthroughs.
Olorun so pe aluyo meta nbo.
I've got the first one.
Mo ti ri ta koko gba.
You don't want the second and third to come?
Oh, wa fe dena ikeji ati keta ni bi.
I said, all right.
Mo wa ni o lo da o.
I took the money from her.
Mo wa gbo re na.
I kept it.
Mo fi pamọ si bi kan won na o.
God bless the preacher who has no faith.
Olorun adariji oniwa su ti oni gbagbo.
I said that we wait until the second and third.
Mo wa ni ma duro titi keji ati keta fi ma de.
Very soon she came.
Like o tun yoju.
The second has come.
Ikeji ti de.
This is 50% for Jesus.
Idaji re re fun Jesu Oluwa mi.
I kept it.
Mo tun fi yen na pamọ.
I didn't touch either of the two.
Mo fowo kan kankan nu mejeji.
Then the third one came.
Iketa wa de wa yi o.
A letter came from the bank in London.
Wọ́n wá kọ lẹ́tà sí láti ilé ìfowópamọ́sí ní ìlú London.
We are sorry.
Jọ̀wọ́ má bínú o.
We made a mistake.
A ṣe àṣìṣe.
Your husband didn't owe us.
Ọkọ ẹ ò jẹ́ wá lówó.
We are the one owing your husband.
Àwa gan-an la wá jẹ ọkọ ẹ lówó.
So they God went and changed the books.
Ọlọ́run wá yí gbogbo ìwé padà.
And they paid what they say they are owing the husband.
Ohun ti won ni awon je won wa je oko re won san fun.
And he cleared all her debts.
O si wa gbogbo ise e wa di ohun afiseyin.
Now listen to me carefully.
Wa gbo mi gidigidi.
God said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said you are going to have 3 financial breakthroughs.
Iwo na. Iwo na yo ni aluyo meta.
He said the first one, you can keep it. He said second one, 50% is yours, 50% belongs to him. He said the third one,
it's
100% for God.
But
after that, get ready to flourish.
Amen. Ko ba gbaradi lati di eni ti a n pe ni adegbile.
He doesn't want me to preach tonight. Amen. The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eni kan be ni ile yi.
He said there is a wind coming.
Pe afefe kan fe bo.
That will restore all your dry bones.
Lo je wi pe yo mu ki gbogbo egungun gbigbe re ki o di alaye okan pada.
Thank you, my Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said there are certain hands holding you down.
Wi pe awon owo kan be tin rin o mole.
He said I will dislocate all of them.
Gbogbo àwọn ọwọ́ náà ló wọn Ọlọ́run yóò fà tú.
Anyway, so the Lord Jesus Christ stood above this man.
Olúwa wa Jesu Kristi dúró níwájú ẹ̀.
The source of all joy stood above this man.
Orísun ayọ̀ dúró lórí ẹ̀.
He stood above the man who had been sad for 38 years.
Ó dúró níwájú ẹni náà. Ti ibanuje ti dagbada si lorun fun odidi odun mejidinlogoji.
He said come up higher.
O so fun pe ko goke wa si bi giga.
Come out of sorrow.
Jade kuro ninu ibanuje.
Do you know God is speaking to someone tonight?
Ije mo pe Olorun be nikan soro ni ilale yi.
And he's saying to you,
o si so fun o,
you shall weep no more.
Amen. O ni so kun mo.
There are levels of joy.
Ipele sipele ayo ni wa.
You can move from sad.
O le kuro lati ibanuje.
To happy.
Lo si eni tinu edun.
You can move from joy to great joy.
O le lo lati ayo lo si ayo nla.
And there is something the Bible called exceeding great joy.
Oh, kan ti nbe ti Olorun tun pe ni ayo nla gidigidi.
Like you read about in Matthew chapter 2 verse 10.
Yeah, ti ka ninu iwe Matthew orikeji ese ikewa.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 10.
Matthew orikeji ese ikewa.
And then there is what the Bible calls
joy unspeakable. Joy so great you can't even say it out. You know, somebody can be so glad that he will be crying. Those of you who have not known joy for a long time, beginning from now,
bere lati sisin yi lo,
you will move from sorrow to joy.
Wa, amen. Wa kuro lati inu ibanuje lo si ayo,
from joy to great joy.
Lati ayo lo si ayo nla,
from great joy to exceeding great joy.
Lati ayo nla lo si ayo ti o po rapete,
from exceeding great joy to joy unspeakable.
Lati ayo rapete lo si ayo ti o se fenu so.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Eseun,
this one definitely is for me.
Emi gan l'Olorun wa nba soro nisisin.
Thank you, Daddy.
Amen.
Oh, Daddy said there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so pe eyan kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said some people will sing of wealth.
Awon kan akorin nipa ti oro nini.
Some people will sing of prosperity, of popularity.
Awon kan akorin nipa ti gbajugbaja.
He said, but I will be your song.
Be sugbon o, ohun Olorun ni yo je orin re.
Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. The Lord says there's someone here today.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni ilo ni.
He said very soon,
bi laipe jojoro,
people will talk of your family.
Awon eyan yo ma so nipa ti idile e,
that this family has found favor with God.
Pe idile yi o je idile to ti ri oju rere Olorun gba.
Let me close. Let me get out of the way because there are several things God wants to do.
E je a fi adagba ituro nitori opopolopo nbe ti a fe se lale yi.
When God gives you an invitation,
ti Olorun nigba ti Olorun ba pe o,
you have a choice.
Iwo o ku sowo e lati yan.
You can refuse an invitation.
O le ko ko lo wa.
You can say come. You say no, I'm not coming.
O le pe pe ko wa ko fa ke kori.
Even when he commands you,
ni bo ti le je ko pa ngba mi to ba pase fun ogan,
you have a choice.
O ku so we
to obey or to disobey.
Boya ko gboran tabi ko sa lai gboran.
But tonight,
sugbon lale yi,
since you have taken all the trouble to come,
ni won igba to ti wa si,
don't refuse the invitation of God.
Gawo ma se ko ipe Olorun.
How will I know that I will go higher if I say I'm willing?
Bawo ni ma mo pe ma goke lo si bigiga tin ba go down.
The Bible says the just shall live by faith.
Bibeli so wi pe olododo yo ye nipa igbagbo.
You believe it,
to ba gbagbo,
you will have it.
You are not arigba.
It's just a matter of faith.
O duro lori igbagbo.
So you're going to pray by faith tonight.
Nitori na wa wa gbadura pelu igbagbo lale yi.
I know the altar call have been made earlier on and so many souls have been saved and I thank God for that.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun pe ipe akoko ta akoko pe opopolopo eniyan lo gbo faye won fun Jesu.
So I'm going to take it that by the grace of God, those that God wants to save, he has saved them.
Ma wa gba Olorun gbo pe awon to fe gba la o ti gba won la.
But we're going to pray some prayers.
No, I walk by one, Drakon.
And we're going to pray this prayer by faith.
I walk by one, Louis Bagbo.
And I'll remind you of the story of a couple.
My wife and Ileti, Itan, Idilekon.
Husband and wife came.
Tokotaya ni won tobi wa.
Daddy, we've been barren for years.
We fun opopolopo odun lati woju Olorun.
Pray for us so that we can have our own children.
Gbadura fun wa ke wa na le ni awon omo ti wa.
I said fine.
What
kind of baby do you want?
Iru omo wo le fe?
The husband said boy.
Oko so pe omokunrin.
The wife said girl.
ìyàwó sọ pé ọmọbìnrin.
And he said it simultaneously.
Ẹ̀ẹ̀kan wàrà ni wọ́n sọ méjì àwọn méjèèjì sọ̀rọ̀.
So I smiled.
Mo wá rẹ́rìn.
I said, well, in that case, we better make it a set of twins.
Mo wá ní ó dá bẹ́ẹ̀ ìbejì náà dá ó yẹ yín.
One boy, one girl.
Ọkọ̀ọ̀kọ̀ ìkan abo.
And they said amen.
Àwọn méjèèjì sì yọ pé àmì.
They received it.
Wọ́n gbà pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́.
9 months later.
Lẹ́yìn oṣù mẹ́sàn-án.
Set of twins.
Wọ́n gbé bèjì wá.
One boy.
Ẹ̀kan akọ.
One girl.
Àkan abo.
If I say to you tonight.
Tí ń bá wa sọ fún ọlá lẹ́yìn.
That from this moment onward.
Pé láti òní lọ.
Your journey will be constantly upward.
Okay, okay. Ìwà máa lọ.
Will you receive it?
Ṣé wàá gbà bí?
I can't hear you. Will you receive it?
Receive it. Ṣé wàá gbà bí?
Will you receive it?
Ṣé ìwọ náà gbà?
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Wá gbé orin sókè sí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
Loud and clear.
Pẹ̀lú ògooro.
Pray like you have never prayed before.
Kí o wá gbàdúrà gẹ́gẹ́ bí o tiẹ̀ ti gbàdúrà.
I say, Father.
Wípé Bàbá.
Change my level tonight.
Yí ìpele mi padà lálẹ́ yìí.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Talk to him, let him hear you. Father, change my level tonight.
Bàbá, yí ìpele mi padà lálẹ́ yìí sí rere.
Change my level tonight.
Yí ìpele tí mo wà yí padà.
Take me higher, Lord, take me higher.
Kí o sì mú mi lọ sí ibi gíga.
Take me much, much higher than I've ever been before.
Ibi tó ga gidigidi ju bí mo ṣe dé lọ.
Take me higher.
Mú mi lọ sí ibi gíga.
Lord, take me much higher.
Bàbá, mú mi lọ sí ibi tó ga téńté.
Take me much, much higher.
Ẹ mú mi lọ sí ibi tó ga.
Change my level tonight. Take me higher. Take me higher. Take me higher. Pray, pray with all your heart. Pray.
Gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú gbogbo ọkàn rẹ̀ pé Olúwa mú mi lọ sí ibi gíga lálẹ́ yìí. Kí o yí ìpele tí mo wà yí padà.
Oh Lord, take me much, much higher, much, much higher.
Olúwa mú mi lọ sí ibi gíga.
Higher in health.
Lọ sí ibi gíga ní ìlera.
Higher in wealth.
Ibi gíga ní ti ìlọ́rọ̀.
Higher in joy.
Ibi gíga ní ti ayọ̀.
Higher in anointing.
Ibi gíga ní ti ìfàmì òróró yàn.
Take me higher, oh Lord, take me higher.
Olúwa mú mi lọ sí ibi gíga, ibi gíga, ibi gíga.
Take me higher.
Mú mi lọ sí ibi gíga.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Let's remain in an attitude of prayer, please.
Kí a sì máa gbàdúrà, ká wà ní ipò àdúrà síbẹ̀.
Our prayer is not over yet.
A ò tí ì parí àdúrà tá ń gbà o.
While the ministers are there ministering to those people.
Nígbà tí àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run bá lọ síbi ibẹ̀ yẹn tí wọ́n bá ṣiṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
In case there is anyone who came late.
Tí a bá rí ẹni tó pẹ́ dé.
And who still wants to surrender his or her life to Jesus.
So ife faye re fun Oluwa.
You will find an altar very close to you in the congregation.
Wa ri awon pepe kekeke ti a se si arin ero lo be.
Please go there. There will be ministers of God there waiting to attend to you.
Ibe ni awon ojise Olorun wa ti won duro de o.
But if you are near the altar in front here.
Ṣugbọn to ba je waju lo wa.
If you came late, you were not here when they made the first altar call.
O pe de. Oru si ni nigba ti a se ipe akoko.
It's now that you want to surrender your life to Jesus.
Isi ile wa sese fe faye ti e fun Jesu.
You can either come to the front here.
O le wa siwaju.
Or go to the nearest altar to you in the congregation.
Tabi ko lo si pepe to sumo julo laarin ero yen.
Now the rest of us.
Awa yoku.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Be o re soke si Olorun Olodumare.
And say, Father.
Ko so pe Baba.
Pull me out of the miry clay.
Mú mi jáde kúrò nínú ẹrẹ̀.
Never to return.
Kí n má sì ṣe padà síbẹ̀ mọ́.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
Pull me out of the miry clay.
Fà mí jáde kúrò nínú ẹrẹ̀.
Never to return.
Kí n má sì ṣe padà síbẹ̀ mọ́.
Pull me out tonight.
Olúwa, fà mí jáde lálẹ́ yìí.
Pull me out of the miry clay.
Fà mí jáde kúrò nínú ẹrẹ̀ lálẹ́ yìí.
The miry clay of sickness.
Ẹrẹ̀ àìsàn.
Of failure.
Ìjákulẹ̀.
Of pain.
Ti ìrora.
Of sorrow.
Ti ìbànújẹ́.
Of poverty.
Ti àìní.
Pull me out, O Lord.
Olúwa, fà mí jáde.
never to return. Pull me out of the miry clay. Pull me out of the miry clay. Never to return, never to return. Pull me out of the miry clay, O Lord. Almighty God, pull me out of the
miry
clay. Pull me out of the miry clay. Never to return, never to return. You are the only one who can help me pull me out of the miry clay. 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 Oh yes, Lord, never to return there. Pull me out of the miry clay of sickness. Pull me out of the miry clay of disease. Pull me out of the miry clay of sorrow, of failure, of defeat. Pull me out, O Lord. Pull me out of the miry clay. You are the help of the helpless. Pull me out. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please remain an attitude of prayer. Those of you who are coming forward to give your life to Jesus Christ, keep coming. Give, go to the nearest altar to you. Ministers of God are there waiting for you. And when you arrive, talk to Jesus. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to be merciful unto you. The rest of us, lift your voice to the Almighty God. I said, Father, all the forces that has kept me on the same level all these years, scatter them tonight. All the forces that have kept me on the same level all these years, Father, scatter them. Those forces that didn't let me climb, scatter them. Those forces that have been working against my promotion, scatter them. All those forces that have been holding me down, Almighty God, scatter them. Scatter them. Don't let a single one of them remain. All those forces that have been holding me, keeping me on the same level, keeping me in the level of failure, in the level of poverty, in the level of sorrow, that have been going around in circles all these years, Father, scatter them.
Baba,
scatter them. Almighty God, scatter them. Ancient of days, scatter them. Scatter them.
Baba, Fawaka.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni urukonla, Jesu la gbadura.
And then you pray another prayer.
Watu wa gbadura mi.
As a sign to God that you really want to come up higher.
Gege bi ami, fun olorun pe o fe goke lo sibi giga.
You say, Father.
Wa so pe Baba.
All those who have been asking, where is my God?
Gbogba, won tin bere. We are Lord, me da.
Show them.
Lu Adam Olu.
Show them.
Fi awon.
Show them today. Show them right now.
Fi awon lale yi.
They say, where are you? Show them.
One bere pe mbo lo wa. Fi awon.
Show them.
Je wa ara re.
Almighty God, show them.
Olorun Olodumare, je wa ara re.
They be asking, where is my God?
Won tin bere lowo mi pe mbo lo Olorun mi wa.
Because they saw me as barren.
Nitori won ri mi bi agan.
Show them.
They
have been asking, where is my God? Because I can hardly make ends meet. Show them.
Oluwa je wa ara.
They have been asking, where is my God?
Won bere pe nbo l'Olorun mi wa.
Because I have been sick all these years.
Nitori aisan ti tin ba mi wora.
Show them.
Je wa ara re.
They be asking, where is my God?
Won ti bere pe nbo l'Olorun mi wa.
Show them tonight.
Oluwa je wa ara re lale yi.
By taking me higher, show them.
Fi awon lale yi nipa gbigbe mi lo soke mi giga.
Show them.
Fi awon.
Almighty God, show them.
Olorun Olodumare je wa ara re.
Almighty God, show them, show them, show them.
Olorun Olodumare je wa ara re.
Show them. Show them, Lord.
Oluwa fi ara re han.
Show them.
Fi awon je wa ara re.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
Just one more prayer.
Koko adura kan si.
Pray it with all your heart.
Wa wa fi tokan tokan egba.
I say, Father.
We pe baba.
Everything that pertains to me.
Gbogbo to je temi.
Perfect it tonight.
So ni pipe la se pe lale yi.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
Everything that pertains to me.
Gbogbo to je temi.
Perfect it tonight.
Se la se pe lale yi.
Perfect it tonight.
Se la se pe lale yi.
Perfect it tonight.
Se la se pe lale yi.
Perfect it tonight.
Everything
that pertains to me, Lord. Perfect it tonight. Perfect it tonight. Perfect it tonight. Perfect it tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
Father, I want to thank you tonight.
Baba, mo dupe lowo re lale yi.
For your word.
For ore.
I want to thank you for those who have come forward tonight to give their life to Jesus.
Mo dupe lowo re fun awon to ti jade lale yi lati fi aye won fun Jesu.
You said whoever will come to you, you will know wise cast out.
Eni keni to ba to yi wa yin ki o tanu bi ti wo ki ori.
They are here now.
Won ti wa ni lale yi.
Please receive them in Jesus' name.
Baba e te wo gba won loruko Jesu.
Forgive them in Jesus' name.
E dariji won loruko Jesu.
Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name.
Yeah, je yin we won loruko Jesu.
Save their souls in Jesus' name.
Ga okan won la loruko Jesu.
Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name.
E ko loruko won sinu iwe ye loruko Jesu.
From now on,
lati oni lo,
let them do your will in Jesus' name.
Ki won o se fe yin loruko Jesu.
Father,
Baba,
I'm committing everybody here tonight into your hands. Every one of us. Pull us out of the miry clay in Jesus' name. Take us to the top in Jesus' name. Don't let us ever come down again in Jesus' name. All the forces holding us down, scatter them in Jesus' name.
Everything
that pertains to us, perfect tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu la gbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward again. I have come forward now to give your life to Jesus.
Mo wa dupe lowo Olorun fun eyin won ni ti e wa sita nisisin lati fi aye yin fun Jesus mo ba yin yo.
But if you had given your life to Jesus Christ earlier tonight, you are not the one I'm calling.
To ba je ko ti gba lale yo ti kokko fi aye re fun Jesu loni o si lara won ti mo npe yen.
But if you have just come to surrender your life to Jesus, that's wonderful.
To ba je pe igba kokko ti e re adupe lowo Olorun fun o.
I promise you that from now on I'll be praying for you.
Mo se leri pe lati oni lo ma ma gbadura fun yin.
So I'm going to need your names.
Mo wa ni lo oruko yin.
Your address.
Address ibi te ngbe.
And your prayer request.
Ati ebe adura yin.
Not only those of you in front here, but those of you in the various altars in the congregation.
Gbogbo eyin to wa ni pepe kekeke tin be laarin ero ati eyin ti wa niwaju ni mo n ba we hun.
But I want you to stay where you are because we are about to do something very, very critical now.
Mo wa fe ko duro nibi to wa yen tori a fe se un pataki kan.